love for the sake of love. I think that sometimes in this society we just get things so warped. And I don't necessarily, I'm saying right or wrong, because I think that we're all here to experience things, to just experience things, you know, like we're here living in a human body because we wanted to experience being in a human body. And I personally think and believe that love is like the greatest thing ever. And when I say love being the greatest thing ever, I don't mean just like romantic love. I mean platonic relationships. I just mean the energy of love, period. And I think genuine connection is really important. I think that sometimes we're just so far away from that. Sometimes it really is stemming from materialism and what we do and who does this in order to even engage with one another. And I get that. I've been there as well. If you weren't working on your goals or doing a certain thing, I may not have even engaged with you. But I just find love to be so important. And I know I never told you guys the story of when I went to Costa Rica. I never gave you guys the insight of when I went to Costa Rica. And why I went to Costa Rica. In April, I was invited to go to Costa Rica for a creator's retreat with Bianca and Latha. And I had seen this retreat probably 2 years ago on some other spiritual TikTokers, TikToks. And basically it was to gather everybody, enjoy the retreat, do some low-dose plant medicine, and get to know one another and build connection. They just wanted to bring people together. And so I went. I said yes. I already knew I wanted to go. And I went. And I think it was so beautiful. Like, I felt like I was in Hogwarts. I felt like I was in the magical school of Hogwarts. I felt like we were really just loving on one another to love. Like, we would say, I love you, like, every day. And it wouldn't be... You know what I'm trying to say? It wasn't no big deal. It was just normal. Like, I love you. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it was just that, and that felt really good. Like, we got to share with one another. We got to be vulnerable with one another. It was women and men. And we got to get to know one another and, like, hang out in the net in the jungle, right? You know, we felt like we were in paradise because we really were in paradise. And there was one night when one of the... people that was on a retreat, she had channeled aliens, and they had said that the aliens had, they're like kind of robots, they kind of missed being human because they got to feel and they got to experience love and emotions, and how in the future I think humans were trying to strive so much for perfection that they became robots and they didn't feel emotion anymore, but they really wanted that. And so we still have that. And so they were telling us to never go too far in technology where we can't have emotions anymore, or too far for perfectionism, and to take care of the earth and take care of one another. And I thought that was such a beautiful message. And we were in the bonfire just talking, and I truly felt like I was at a summer camp in Hogwarts. And it was just so beautiful, right? We even had like different plant medicine. I went because there was a plant medicine, I think it was San Pedro, I had never tried before that I wanted to try. And it's a cactus. And I liked the retreat because it was low dose plant medicine. I've sat in like high dose ayahuasca one time and high dose mushroom one time ceremonies. And I just realized they weren't for me. I think with the ayahuasca, I definitely purged, and I noticed that I could, like, even in plant mushroom and ayahuasca, I cannot sit still. I always have to be walking around or moving, and they all feel like deaths. So, and the message that I got from them is that some people need this and some people don't, and you're not one of those that need it. So I will not be partaking in high dose plant medicine ceremonies anymore, but low dose, you know, mushroom, low dose San Pedro, rape, hape, the sacred tobacco, like stuff like that I'll do, but low dose or microdose. And so I remember we had the San Pedro, took that, and I can't really say I felt anything except just like a higher capacity to love. We had some mushroom, had a good time on that, but again, low dose. And then we also had the sacred tobacco, which was really good. I had never had it before, but I had wanted to always try it. And so we had that, and it was a beautiful ceremony with a shaman, and he blew the snuff up our nose, and we had to hold it and sit with it. And I think the main message that I received was that being myself is enough, and to just be myself. That was literally the main message that I got. And then in another ceremony that I had in Atlanta, the message that I got is that I have so much wealth in just me.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Hold that. You know, I'm trying to say there's nothing extra I need to do. It's just me. And so to just kind of remember that and embody those things, I think that with the sacred tobacco, I definitely got some grounding messages. It doesn't make you like hallucinate or anything. You just kind of get really grounded in yourself. And so I do recommend that for people. But I really enjoyed that trip. Because I just learned about love and community and love for love. Like, we were really in our own love bubble. We would stay up late nights, play games, chat, talk, flirt for some. And it was just a good time, you guys. Like, and I think sometimes we all need those experiences. I think for me, we were all from different diverse backgrounds. It was men and women. I just remembered love. And so even in my friendships or relating with other people, I feel like it's easier for me to say I love you than before, just because of that experience. It's like, I mean, I was telling the guys that I love them, and we were not in a romantic relationship, you know. It was just like, I love you for you as a being, as a sister. You know what I'm trying to say? Never always has to be romantic or of interest. And even if it is, it was okay, you know? And I feel like in our everyday walking lives, that would be so weird. But I think at that retreat, we got to kind of be vulnerable with one another and really get to know one another. Where saying I love you just was so natural and normal and wasn't abnormal, that it was so good. I was telling my friend the other day that we did a sacred raid ceremony. And in that ceremony, we had to go by the ocean or in front of the ocean and scream about what we were angry about and really let that out in a healthy way. And at one point, I was feeling sad, and I was asking the woman that was leading it, why do I feel sad? And she was like, oftentimes in society, we've been told to change our anger into something else. And so sadness is probably more palatable than anger, and to really tap into the anger, not sadness. So I wasn't sure if I was going to go, honestly, until one of the hosts, the retreat leaders had went. And when she had went, I felt like it was okay for me to go. And so I went and released my own personal rage. And I said, oh, okay, I'm angry about these things. And overall, it was just a good time, guys. I kind of wish that for everybody, to be able to have experiences like that and sharing community. And like, we're all in different places, but every few months we'll go on Zoom and just chat, you know? And some people I'm in contact with or I've seen since the retreat, and that has been really, really good. I really felt like we were in Hogwarts. It was just so special. There's no like invite for it. Like, Bianca was the one that just kind of reached out to me on Instagram. So I'll share both Latha and Bianca's Instagram, but they don't really like, they don't have an application, because like, they usually reach out to you, you know? And I know Bianca also hosts like women retreats too that you can apply for. But yeah, y'all, I just wanted to share a little bit about my retreat in Costa Rica. I don't think I ever talked about it, but it was very healing for me. I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend. And in this podcast episode, remember, all of the episodes are sponsored by my company, Evolving Butterfly. If you want to try a spiritual womb cleanse to heal and cleanse your womb and your yoni, go to evolvingbutterfly.org to get my goddess vaginal detox pearls. Remember, I am still promoting my Married to the Money course. If you're looking for a way on how to make money online through digital products that you don't have to create, learn how to create your own digital products, or be able to make money online without showing your face through digital products you don't have to create, check out my Married to the Money course. It is a course that's going to teach you all of that, as well as allow you to resell the course, which is how I've made over 100K in the last 9 months, being able to just sell this course, being able to travel, being able to go to that retreat. All of that costs money, so I'm really happy that I was able to sell that. You can do the same thing. Just check it out below. I think that's all I want to talk about today, guys. I'm out in the forest. I'm having this a microphone. I was like, I want to record today. So that's what I did, even though it was a little hassle. Like, I had forgotten a cord back in the car. I had to go back. I had a little drinky drink yesterday, so I feel like I'm, like, recovering. I need, like, a fucking Advil or more water. But overall, it's been a good day. But I was like, let me talk about these two things I never spoke about yet. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy your day. Let me know what you think about this by commenting below. Remember to subscribe on YouTube. Olenike Osibowale. XOXO. Selfish Babe. Bye. Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Linked below. Mwah. Are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the rights to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up everything so that you're able to reset it. you get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get two free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right? But you also get to resell these two ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye.